This is the part of the podcast where I usually say, "Welcome to the Corner Table, a podcast about food and drink in Madison, Wisconsin, produced by the Capital Times." But there's not going to be an episode this week. Instead, I wanted to tell you about something really exciting we've been working on. It is a new mini-series on the Corner Table called Making a Restaurant. For this series, we wanted to look into what makes restaurants work. We talked to an architect and a graphic designer, a culinary instructor, and an expert in food finance. We wanted to know what happens after the big idea, but before you and I bite into that burger.
The beginning of a restaurant is a lot like a movie pitch in that it's, you know, a little bit of this plus a little bit of that.
I think people, you know, we kind of like want our cake and eat it too, right? We want to have cheap food and locally sourced and, you know, ethically raised. But the truth is that that food costs more.
Menu's your marketing. It's your number one marketing tool that a restaurant has. I don't care what anybody says. You can say advertising on TV, radio. It's not. It is your menu.
And what's funny, because of the gum, the gum urban legend of gum, people tend not to touch under tables.
They don't.
Yeah.
It's true. I don't.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, but putting felt, you know, flipping the table over and putting two pieces of gluing felt there, it really helps the reverberation of the reflection off the floor.
I have a vision for the bar is going to be, you know, made out of silo siding. So that becomes part of the aesthetic that could then feed and inform logo color or menu presentation. And all of that goes into the branding. So there's a visual system that emerges.
I am so excited to let you know that this new series will make its debut on the Corner Table podcast feed next week. I hope you give it a listen. Thank you so much, and cheers!